past the halfway point in the show, a.k.a. the point of no return, on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. 7:03 Eastern Time. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard the Trogs. Track that was originally released on a French EP on the Fontana label, 1967. I got it off the Best Of thingy. The Trogs, the EP collection, which came out on C for Miles in 1996, and Gonna Make You. For that, Little Junior Parker from 1961 on the Duke label. Did Annie Get Your Yo-Yo? Then we kicked off the short, this short set with Screaming Lord Sutch, a Joe Meek production, released on the HMV label in the UK in 1961. Till the Following Night, an off-compiled track. I got off the compilation, Joe Meek, The Alchemist of Pop. Came out in 2002 on Castle Music. 855-915-9636, that's 855-915-9636, locally 781-350-3264. Yes, you want to touch bass or whatever, throw me off my rhythm. As so many locals used to do, especially on Coffee and Smokes. The show was from 7 to 10 in the morning, and you know, given that it was like 15 or 20 years ago, people were a lot younger and they were sleeping in on Saturdays. I mean, even some of the married folks. They'd be sitting there and they figure they make me as miserable as they were having to get up. Anyway, I'm always asking for bumpers, listener bumpers. And what you do is a bumper is something that goes between songs. Sometimes it identifies a station legally, depending on how you say WMFO in Medford or WMFO Medford. And what you do is you read it, you identify yourself, and then throw in Alex, Desperate Hours, WMFO, and all their possible combinations. I'm always going to ask for these. I ain't going to stop. I got a few that are in the pipeline, but I want to get a few more. And just email them to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And also, well, maybe if you don't like me, you don't want to do me the favor, all you got to do is donate to WMFO and donate in the name of any show on the schedule by going to www.wmfo.org and just donating anywhere from a dollar to whatever. Anyway, let's get into this second hour of the show. Coming up in 55 minutes is going to be the lounge. Danny's here getting ready. Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Those crazy bananas. Whatever you order, you want a steak, big enough for two.
What do you get?
You get a banana.
You get a banana.
They broil a banana, they boil a banana, they roast a banana, they toast a banana, they bake a banana. I tell you the truth, banana, what a crazy fruit. There's a hot broke in, but it's very funny. They didn't steal the dough, not even a cent.
What did they steal?
They stole a banana.
They stole a banana.
They steal a banana. They peel a banana. They rob a banana. Kebab a banana. They snitch a banana. I tell you the truth, banana, what a crazy fruit. The horse races, the people there don't bet their dollar bills.
What do they bet?
They bet a banana.
They bet a banana.
They bet a banana. They get a banana. They choose a banana. They lose a banana. They win a banana. I tell you the truth. Banana. What a crazy fruit. Banana. Oh, what a crazy fruit.
Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand.
Psychedelic feeling. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Lead me on, gonna search all day long and chase out.
722 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway. Okay. Here we go. Oh, come on. There we go. Ah, there's my PSA duty. That's done for the night. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. You just heard The Quests, a band called The Quests. A track that was originally released on the Fenton label in 1966. I got off a compilation, Trash Box. And the track's called Shadows in the Night. Before that, the 5678s did Scream, originally released in the Rockville label in this very country in 1993. I got off the Best Of thingy, Bomb the Rocks, early days singles. Came out on Time Bomb out of Japan. The Krells did, before that, did Psychedelic Feeling. Kind of just threw that in there because we're running out of time with the previous track. I got off the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 1 and 2. The CD came out last year on Crypt. Originally released on the Available label, 1967. And I can't remember about less than a minute back, but the name of the track was called Psychedelic Feeling. For that, Al Casey, by request, for Winthrop and the Hearse. Originally released on the Stacy label, 1963. I got off the compilation, Lost Legends of Surf Guitar, Volume 4, Shockwave. Came out on Sundays in 2005. Before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Screamin' Jay Hawkins from 1956. I Put a Spell on You, originally released on the OK label in 1956. I got off the Best Of thingy, I Put a Spell on You. Came out in collectibles in the late 80s. And then we kicked it off with Rusty Canyon and the Banana Boys. And Banana, what a crazy fruit. These are the Desperate Hours. I'm your crazy fruit, Alex. Yes. Kind of more strange than crazy. But anyway, yeah, that track came out in 1958 on the Teen-O-Rama label. Hey, if you want to throw me off my rhythm, give me a call at 855-915. WMFO, that's 855-915-9636, locally 781-350-3264. You want to get a hold of me between shows? I want to send that bumper I've been begging you for like every week for like 3 years, and probably every week, yeah, at least twice a week. All I got to do is email at the coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, that's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Don't be bashful. Well, if you don't want to do that, you can always donate to WMFO. Go over to www.wmfo.org. There's a drop down bar, the toolbar up the top. It says donate. Click on it and donate something. Anyway. Yeah, so you can go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. You know, just like, actually, I just got a new like this week, and now I'm looking for her frantically, and I can't. Oh, yeah, Serena. There you go. Serena likes a page. So welcome, Serena. You're amongst the cool kids here on terrestrial radio in Boston. Coming up in 33 minutes will be the lounge with Danny. I don't know if any of his angels are showing up. Patty, Stephanie, whatever. But anyway, stick around. I got the Cramps coming up next. These are the Desperate Hours.
What awaits you in the House of Seven Corpses is more than a fear you can't explain, a fate you can't prevent, a death you can't escape. The House of Seven Corpses holds a deadly secret. You must see it to believe it. There are 8 graves, 7 bodies, 1 killer, and he's already dead. International Amusement Corporation presents The House of Seven Corpses. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Death waits in the House of Seven Corpses.
Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Finish my dream. walked outside. Some fool was gonna find a 6-foot bed. It was a cool breeze, and it brought the scent of moisture up my city street. There was a bright light, roar the heavens, and the people scattered on the liquid sheet. And the rain came down, and the rain came down. We were running for our lives as we slid across the rainy streets. They were following, hard on our heels. Just knew one of us was gonna wind up down. 6 cold feet, 6 cold feet down. And the rain came down, and the rain fell down. Frightened me skidding across Main Street, baby. Bottles crashing behind us on the ground. Man, I don't know how they found us. Keep on running or you'll be 6 cold feet down. 6 cold feet down. There was a chain link, just too high to climb, and no way to get around. A flick of the wrist, and a kamikaze yell. The sirens foul, some fools on their way. 6 cold feet down. 6 cold feet down. And the rain fell down. Seemed like the rain was just gonna keep on falling all
They live on flesh and subsist on blood. They're hundreds of years old and look decayed. They rise at night and can't be stopped. They're the walking dead who were never buried. And they're coming your way now in Horror of the Zombies. It's all new chills and a shocking and ghastly nightmare of gruesome terror. Horror of the Zombies. Rated R from Independent International.
Thank you. strange haunted homes, a ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite, but everywhere there's a full moon tonight. Spiders creep and crawl, boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy. Fresh rodents, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young one she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
Quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, you just heard Lon Chaney Jr. A clip from the film Spider Baby, which was filmed in 1964 but not released until 1968. For that, Tony and the Monstrosities, a track released on the Crypt label, not the Tim Warren Crypt label, but another label called Crypt in 1958. And Igor's Party. Well, that we did a radio spot for Horror of the Zombies, and then before that, the Crowries from the album I Know You Fine, But How You Doing? Came out in 1994 on Crypt, the Tim Warren label, and Six Cold Feet. Well, that Hazel Atkins did the Chicken Flop, recorded in 1986, released in 2004 on Norton. From the Wild Man CD. We did the House of Seven Corpses radio spot. Before that, we kicked off the set with the Cramps and their take on I Was a Teenage Werewolf from Songs the Lord Taught Us. Came out in 1980 on IRS. Coming up in about 14 minutes, it's going to be the lounge. But first, let's take this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
electric prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
7:56 and they're playing that song, you know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop trek from the has-been, should-have-beens. Hi. Would-have-beens and never worries from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, whether you like it or not. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played this last set of the evening. You heard a band called The Toads from the compilation Leaving It All Behind. And incidentally, well, coincidentally, the name of the track was called Leaving It All Behind, originally released on the Decca label, 1965, and I got it off the compilation, Leaving It All Behind. It came out on Misty Lane in 2000. You're at Flying Color, and I got it off a compilation put out by Pulse Magazine, the old Tower Records newsletter, and it was put out on Frontier Records. The name of the compilation was Pulse Presents. The name of the track was Flying. The name of the band was Flying Colors. Name of the track is I'm Your Shadow, and it was originally released on Flying Colors, self-titled LP in 1987 on the Frontier label. Anyway, before that, you heard the last word to kick off the set, a track originally released on the Downey label, 1966. I got off the compilation. It came from the garage, Nuggets from Southern California. Came out in 2007 on the Ace label. Name of that track was called Sleepy Hollow. Yes. Of course, I will be back next week. My name, as always, is Alex. And as always, the pleasure is mine. Danny and Stephanie are in the house. They're going to be bringing you in the lounge. I'll bring you here, bringing in the lounge. Meanwhile, I'll leave you off with some traveling music. Take care.